It's that time. It's time for Even.
Steven.
We're here with Steve Durr and
Steve Thompson.
It takes two to make everything go right. It takes two to make it
out of sight.
Very well. Nice. It's Even Steven time here on the First Samuel podcast. It's the panel day. It's the day when we usually will have a guest with us with the two Steves. It'll be a pair of Steves and then an awesome person.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying we're not, but just highlighting the fact that someone awesome will be with us.
That's right.
And
we just couldn't find an awesome person.
No,
for today.
We could. We looked high and low for an awesome person. It's like God looked upon the earth and could not find a righteous person, not one, right?
We're offending every person listening.
Yeah,
right,
if you're
now
listening to this, you're like, I'm awesome. I'm here. I want to be a part of it. So if you do, in fact, want to be a part of a Even Steven panel podcast conversation, let us know.
Yeah.
Email us, text us, hunt us down, stop over at our house at 2 a.m.
Nope.
Don't do that. But we'd love to know so that we can have you join us. So,
yeah. And whether that's you've got some insights that you wanted to share, or it's, you know, how did God speak to you through one of the podcasts or as you were reading scripture, that would be great. That's the kind of stuff we'd love to get into dialogue about.
So, Tom's, today we've had a week of the First Samuel devotionals.
What a week it's been, too.
It's been a great week.
So good. Wendy Jo kicked us off on Monday with First Samuel 1. And, Just so you guys know, like we, from time to time, some of you listeners will send in feedback one way or another, and that is so greatly appreciated. Could you keep doing that? If you ever feel like God has spoken to you through it, through one of these podcasts, or you just so appreciated what one person had to share, let us know so that we can pass that along. Ben on Tuesday sharing their personal journey with not being able to have kids, and then God surprising them in such a cool way. That was awesome. Steve, you always do a good job.
Yeah, we didn't get any feedback for mine.
It's because it's so exceptional.
I'm starting to get a little nervous.
You set the bar high.
I think it's just to keep me humble. It's hard to get excited about Hophni and Phineas, though. Those guys are just scoundrels.
Yeah, whenever I hear Phineas, I think of both either Phineas and Ferb, which is a hysterical cartoon.
Well,
or Billie Eilish's brother, who's an insanely talented musician.
Really?
Phineas, yeah. Those are the only Phineases I know.
Yeah, I don't know of any others.
Yeah.
I would not name my kid certain names. So Phineas would be one, Hophni, not another. Jezebel, not usually a go-to girl's name.
You like biblical names, but if they've really biffed it, you kind of want to shy away, right?
Right, exactly. It's so. Like, hey, I don't see many Cains running around.
No.
So, but anyways, yeah. So Samuel, we're doing a whole week of this, and then
this is the kind of keen insight, by the way, that you get with us. With Even Steven, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Chad did a great job. Love, yeah. Our hearts are going to be about discipleship and how we disciple and parent kids and being spiritual parents to not just our kids, but our faith family kids. It was just good.
So good stuff. So today we're kind of wrapping up that week, but we thought we would do something similar to something we've done before on Tuesdays. Why don't you fill us in a little bit about what happens on Tuesdays for our faith family?
Right. So Tuesdays has become Tuesdays Together in Prayer, where we have wanted to invite as many watermarkers as possible to join together in focused prayer on the things that we're feeling God maybe bring to our attention that could use some prayer. And so, you know, sometimes it's going to be an internal focus. We're focused on Jesus. We're focused on hearing from God. Other times it's going to be an out focus on things going on in our community or just on like, you know, missions and helping us be on mission with Jesus. So what we want to have a wide variety of things, but being open to different themes that we can all rally together behind and go to bat for, and what power there is in shifting things in the spiritual realm that way. So that's what our Tuesdays have been. And then at noon, there's a link at the bottom of the email that comes out every Tuesday.
The prayer guide.
You get the theme, and if you need it, you get a little bit of a guide that helps you pray through it. But at the bottom, there's a link to noon prayer hosted by Steve Durr, where it's a private YouTube channel.
Yeah, you're just watching me talking and praying and lead us. But then people participate by putting stuff in the comments.
If they'd like to, they can chat. Yep. And then others really do not like to be seen or heard.
They lurk in the background.
That's right. So we thought maybe we'd lean into that today with all of us listeners in a form of prayer that we can come together and pray scripture. And so this is often when you'd feel like you don't have words, it's allowing scripture to give you the words and kind of start you off in prayer. And of course, we know that prayer is not supposed to be a monologue. It's supposed to be a dialogue and we need to pause for silence. But this is a way to help us intercede and when we're feeling like we need to come before the Lord with some things. And so we're going to use Hannah's prayer as our template for praying scripture.
Yeah, that sounds great. So this prayer, as we've talked about really in day zero before we even started, in some ways became a bit of a table of contents for the rest of the book with some right. major themes. So there's some great themes in this, mm-hmm. but also her process of just getting real, talking about issues of the day and the character of God, understanding how God sees us and lifts people up. So it becomes, like you said, giving us words to share. And so this becomes really a great example of how to utilize scripture in a personal connection with God to share. So we encourage you to not only just participate with us, but also to maybe use this in the future or a psalm or some other passage mm-hmm. you come across.
Yep. And you're going to hear Steve and I praying right now. I would encourage you to not just like listen to what we're praying, but like as ideas are coming into your head, just tune us out and pray your prayer, you know, whether out loud or silent in your mind, whatever, it's great. But we really would love it if you would all join us so that we'd all be praying together through this.
All right, let's get started.
Let's do it. All right, so we're just reading straight out of 1 Samuel chapter 2. And then Hannah prayed, but she's leading us in prayer. My heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies. I rejoice because you rescued me. No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Hmm. And so, Father God, we agree wholeheartedly with Hannah, but we're grateful for how you have rescued each of us, whether that's from our former lives of doing whatever we want and now we're following you, or whether that's just various situations that we've gotten ourselves into or the circumstances of life. You have been our rescue. You have been our refuge. You have been our rock. And so we praise you this morning or this today, whenever we're praying this.
Yeah, God, I love how Hannah just announcing of who you are and what you've done. So we thank you for being a God who gives us new life. You're a God who steadies us in our times of anxiety. You bring peace. You bring comfort. You are the one who steadies us, who holds us, who lifts us up, who's close to us. And there's no one besides you, Hannah prays. God, that's our recognition that there is no one greater than you. You are mm-hmm. the greatest. You are supreme. You are over yeah. all. And we recognize that today. And we're in awe of you.
Yeah. You stand above them all, Lord Jesus. Moving on in the passage, stop acting so proud and haughty. Don't speak with such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows what you have done. He will judge your actions. The bow of the mighty is now broken, and those who stumble are now strong. Those who are well fed are now starving, and those who are starving are now full. The childless woman now has 7 children, and the woman with many children wastes away. And so, Lord God, that stop acting so proud and haughty, wherever, Father, we are lifted up and feel like we know it all or whether we've got it all together, it's we're kind of doing it in our own strength. Holy Spirit, would you speak your kind words to remind us to let go, to put it in your hands, to trust that you and you alone are all that's necessary and are all that's needed in terms of leading us, guiding us, and doing each and every day, helping us through each and every challenge. We aren't alone and we don't have to do it. You are leading the way. Mm.
Yeah, God, make us humble. We just want to be in awe of you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, that sense of awe and reverence, that humility that comes. We need that, Lord. Where we feel like we have accomplished much or are much or are better than others or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those attitudes, God, would you remind us that everything is a gift from you? Everything we have, everything we are, anything that we could boast about mm-hmm. is a gift from you. And so, God, would you continue to make us humble, that our hearts would be open to you?
Yeah. And with this great reversal, you pronounced it in Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, with all the blessed are the people that we don't consider blessed traditionally. And so, Father, right here and right now, we still don't see this in the physical realm to be true. And yet we long for this to be true, for those who don't have enough, for those who are hungry, for those who are mourning, for those who are weak, for those who do lack and are just waiting for you to show up. Lord Jesus, in your kingdom, all of the reverse is true. And so again, we pray that your kingdom would come and your will would be done on earth as in heaven. Lord, make this true in our time, in our day, in our lives. Verse 6, the Lord gives both death and life. He brings some down to the grave, but raises others up. The Lord makes some poor and others rich. He brings some down and lifts others up. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage. He sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. For all the earth is the Lord's, and he has set the world in order. But Father, we see need all around us. And we know that when we pray these things, that also we are supposed to be an answer to our own prayers, because you work through us to make this a reality. It's not just like it's not only that you're going to come back and set all these things straight. You're wanting to make this true here and now through us. And so, Lord, would you open our eyes to where we have yet to be more generous, more hospitable, more compassionate, more enabling and lifting people up around us. Man, God, please, would you continue to give us creativity and the energy to do it and to set down maybe other things that we think are important, but really if this is more important, Lord, would you grab our attention with it? Father, too, we've been talking about just the very real heartbreak of not being able to have kids. And we have people in our very own faith family who are struggling with this reality and desiring to have children or more children. And Lord, we dare to ask you, our dad who loves to give good gifts, would you please allow us to have kids? Would you please hear these cries? And in surprising, helpful, joyful ways, would you provide for them? Show up, speak to them. May they feel seen and loved. But we do ask that you would provide kids. Moving on to verse 9, he will protect his faithful ones, but the wicked will disappear in darkness. No one will succeed by strength alone. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He thunders against them from heaven. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to his king. He increases the strength of his anointed one. And so, Lord, we hear your call to be faithful and faithful pursuers of you. And Lord, we do pray for this justice to happen. Those who have set up their lives opposed to you, especially those who are dragging others down with them in their pain, in their misery, whatever the reason is why there's so much defiance, Lord, would you bring it to an end? Would you have them encounter you in a powerful encounter with your grace and love and bring healing? But Lord, stop the pain that people are causing others, whether that's on a global level through war and all of that kind of stuff, or that's on an individual level where there's abuse. I don't know. It runs the gamut of how we hurt each other. Lord Jesus, would you bring an end to that? And bring salvation to those who know no other way.
Yeah. I got to just caught up. A bit with this line, the Lord judges throughout the earth. God, thank you that you are the judge. You are the just, good, perfect, wise, insightful, nothing misses your attention, judge. Mm-hmm. And God, because you're the judge. I don't need to be.
Right.
So Lord, help me to, again, in humility, be someone who is faithful to you, comes alongside to give strength to others and to join you in what you're doing. And Lord, to just trust you to be the judge, and therefore to be free to offer your life, your love, your grace, your truth, open-handedly to those around me.
Yeah. And so we conclude like Hannah does, may power belong to your King, your anointed one. You are the Lamb who is slain, who is worthy to open the seals that are sealed, opening the mystery to your rescue and redemption plan. And you have revealed that you are in fact doing that. And so you are worthy. All of the power, the glory belong to you. Yours is the kingdom. And so we give you praise as our King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We trust you today. We're looking forward to getting to see you in action around us today, in the faces of those we meet, and in the faces of those who we love most in our families and coworkers and other people that we routinely see. So, Father, we give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for being a part of this with us today. And we'll see you
next Friday. Time.